Today we'd like to see the title of Eliphaz's third counsel and Job's answer in Job chapter 22 up to 24. To the souls on the online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 22 verse 2, can a man be profitable to God? Yo, he who is wise may be profitable to himself. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3, in chapter 24, verse 13. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its path. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Here I attached the previous study three chart in order to understand this chapter today chapters. So basically, pain, suffering, suffering five reasons. So basically, three Brandon talk about number three, sin. Because it was sin, therefore so you have a present sin. So therefore, you should. Confess your sin and seek God's forgiveness. That's the bottom line. But it's actually Job's case is number five. You know, God confirmed that is number five. That's God's good purpose because the Job's the growing faith. You know, that is the reason there. So we see today here, in the last time, we observed the Job's answer to Job's second counsel in Job 21:34. How then can we comfort me with empty words, since the falsehood remains in your answers? Job's counsel is empty words and falsehood, because the reason of Job's present pain and suffering is not caused by sin or evil, but by the divine good purpose to be revealed later. So from here, we can learn to counsel to another to be so careful. Unless you know a clear situation of a painful, suffering person, it's better to pray than to counsel him or her. When a clear situation is revealed, ask the Lord to give His counsel rather than your counsel and follow His revelation. Reveal an applicable word of omniscient God to him or her, away from your human wisdom. Pray for him, her. Finally, keep his or her confidentiality unless it is against God. You know, that is the last time. Today, chapter 22. In Eliphaz's third final counsel to Job, and chapter 23-24 are Job's response to the counsel. Eliphaz mainly counseled with the other two friends, Bildad and Zophar, the type three in which Job's pain and suffering was caused by sin. And so Job should repent and seek forgiveness from God. But Job's present case was discovered later under the type 5, divine good purpose. So that one. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, can a man be profitable to God? Though he who is wise may be profitable to himself? That's question one. God the Father, through His Son Jesus, is finished. He the Almighty is the beginning and the end. The Scripture testifies of Jesus. All authority is to Jesus. and all scripture is to make the man of God complete, that he is perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Therefore, we can do nothing to add to God. So man cannot be profitable to God, even if his wisdom is profitable to himself. Even in sharing the gospel, unless the Spirit of God is working in that recipient's heart, all of our ways in the world are not going to do any good. Even though God is the one that does the work and accomplishes according to his good purpose, God has chosen a person as an instrument who presents his body to him, who works in his body and accomplishes according to his good purpose and rewards him for it. Elizabeth pointed only former part truth, except the latter part of truth. That is, the Spirit of God could work through Job, also stated as Job could work according to the Spirit, not the flesh, to accomplish his purpose. That is a cross reference right there. Verse 3, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous, or is it gain to him that you make your ways blameless? Unless the righteousness of God is imputed to you through the faith in the gospel, your righteousness is like a filthy rag, because all have sinned. So cross reference right there. Is it because of your fear of him and he corrects you and enters into judgment with you? Is not your wickedness great and your iniquity without end? 4 to 11, Elizabeth suggests Job's possible sins because of Job's present pain and suffering. He corrects you and enters into judgment with you. Is not your wickedness great and your iniquity without end? For you have taken pledges from your brother for no reason and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have not given the weary water to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry, but the mighty man possessed the land, and the honorable man dwelt in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the strength of a fatherless was crushed. Therefore, snares are all around you, and sudden fear troubles you, or darkness so that you cannot see, and abundance of water covers you. Then is 12 up to 14. Elizabeth observed that some individuals consider sin lightly, believing that God is disinterested in it and does not care for it. But this observation did not apply to Job. 12 chapter 14. Is not God in the height of heaven and see the highest stars, how lofty they are? And you say, what does God know? Can he judge through the deep darkness, thick clouds cover him so that he cannot see? He walks above the circle of heaven. Will you keep to the old way which wicked men have trod, who were cut down before their time, whose foundations were swept away by the earth flood? They said to God, depart from us. What can the Almighty do to them? 15 up to 20. However, wicked men are punished and destroyed by the omniscient God. So 15, will you care to the old way, you know, like that, and said, depart from us. What can Almighty do to them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh at them. Surely our adversary are cut down, and the fire consumed their remnant. So destroys the wicked man. 21 up to 30. 21 up to 30, right? Elizabeth advised Job to repent. his hidden sin and seek his forgiveness with his words to the Almighty of gold, with humble, innocent, and pure heart, for his peace relationship with God. But Job already sought his forgiveness and had a close relationship with God, and so the advisor was irrelevant to Job's present case. The close reference right there. Now acquaint yourself with him, be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. Receive a pleasing instruction from his mouth, and lay up his word in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tent. Then you will lay your gold in the dust, and gold of Ophir among the stones of the brookers. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold, and your precious silver. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty, and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your way. When they cast you down, and you say, exaltation will come. Then he will save the humble person. He will even deliver one who is not innocent. Yes, he will be delivered by the purity of your hands. 22. Elizabeth, very early in the history of mankind, likely a contemporary to Abraham, 22, right here, with your police instruction from his mouth, right? A lady recognized that those writing are of God, received instruction from his mouth, and lay up his word in your heart as an absolute truth, distinguished from unstable or relative human truth, existentialism. 23, verses 1 to 8. Job responded to Eliphaz's advice. Job expressed his pain and suffering without receiving its reason from God, despite his consequent prayer. Then Job answered and said, even today my complaint is bitter, my hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in his great power? No, but he would take note of me. The upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Look, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. Verse 9, when he walks on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. No one has seen God at any time except Jesus, so that Job was not able to see him. Moses was not able to see his face, but Moses knew God face to face later. Job confessed now his eyes saw him in spiritual sense, not in physical sight. That is now I can feel seeing him. Cross reference right here, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. We can rejoice in hope of the glory of God by faith to be tested, even through tribulations or various trials, being much more precious than perishable gold, or being perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Even if the deep doubts are in our heart condemns us upon our confession, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. And so he is forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness are sufficient, overruling the deep doubts or condemnation. So this one, like that. 11. My foot had held fast his steps. I ever kept his ways and not turned aside. 12, I ever not departed from the commandment of his lips. I ever treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Before the five books of Moses, even in Job's days, they were those scriptures, those words that were recognized to be from God, given by inspiration of God, and he lifted up. Lift up more than the natural food to be vain in eternity. So cross reference right there. Verse 13, but he is unique and who can make him change, and whatever his soul desires that he does. Can you really change the mind of God? Can you change it by prayer? Is your mind superior to his mind? Jesus taught, as thy kingdom come, thou will be in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus prayed, not as I will, but as you will, showing God's will or God's mind, prevailing mind. So the purpose of prayer is not to press my will or mind over his will or mind, but to conform us to his will or minds. 14, for he performs what is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider this, I am afraid of him. For God made my heart weak, and the Almighty terrifies me, because I was not cut off from the presence of darkness, and he did not hide deep darkness from my face. 24, 1 to 12. God is almighty, God is omniscient, knowing every evil man's doing. Since times are not hidden from Almighty, why do those who know him see not his way? Said, some remove the landmarks, they see the flocks violently and feed on them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox as a plight. They push the needy off the road. All the poor of the land are forced to hide. Indeed, like wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work, searching for food. The wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They gather their father or further in the field, and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked without clothing, and have no covering in the cold. They are wet to showers of mountains, and huddle around the rock for want of a shelter. Some snatch the fatherless from the breast, and take a plight from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing, and they take away the shavers from the hungry. They press out oil within their wall and tread wine presses, yet suffer thirst. Their dying groan in the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out, yet God does not charge them with wrong. They are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its path. Those who, question 3, 13, those who live in darkness love darkness. The condemnation is based upon when the light has come into the world, and the man loves darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. 14 up to 25. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and the needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for the true light, saying, no eye will see me, and he disguises his face. In the dark they break into the houses, which they marked for themselves in the daytime. They do not know the light, for the morning is the same to them as the shadow of death. if someone recognizes them, they are in the towers of the shadow of death. They should be swept on the face of the waters. Their portion should be cursed in the earth, so that no one would turn into the way of their vineyard, as its drought and heat consume the snow waters. So the grave consumed those who have sinned. The womb should forget him. The worm should feed sweetly on him. He should be remembered no more, and wickedness should be broken like a tree. For he preys on the barren who do not bear, and does no good for the widow. But God throws the mighty away with his power. He rises up, but no man is sure of life. He gives them security, and they rely on it. Yet his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while. Then they are gone. They are brought low. They are taken out of the well like all others. They dry out like the heads of grain. Now, if it is not so, who will prove me a liar and make my speech worth nothing? The evil man would be judged and punished by God. Even if it is not so, nobody would blame Job as a liar. As Job implied his present case, which a righteous man was suffering. We covered all three questions. So let's see, European Union missions, right here, continuing keep on prayer. We are working for right now a mobile app, one the Android, the other one, operation system, iOS. Also, Christian population by countries right there, as you may see, there are more Christians than we often realize. But only a few are truly Bible-based Christians. So that's what they need, you know, the Word of God. So we prepare delivery of the Word of God in a chapter. Calvary and I'm here to missions continually keep on prayer for them. And Dumagati is a PTA, Pastor Training of Asia. And keep on praying for them. Pray for feeding people from starvation and sickness in South Sudan. Pray for abandoned children in Ukraine for his increase right here. Pray for rescue from Afghanistan and Ukraine and for his glory. And pray for feeding Lord of lambs in Ukraine and in South Sudan. So this is a question, is one, is how many members of offerings are at CCH. The bottom line, we don't know, only God take care of them. Pray for Ukraine children, orphans, necessity with his love, you know, right here, abandoned children. Also, last one, we should pray for unbelievers coming to Jesus to do Harvest Crusade. So let them many people invite. Also online, here, right here, website address there. So let's just sing all together Maranatha song music on brochure, the last song.